welcome to episode 40 of What's This Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. You like when I say that?
I did. I guess, I don't know.
You know when people turn 40 and they go like, lordy, lordy, look who's 40. But only people around here say that because I don't say 40.
40?
Yeah, like people say 40.
Who's 40?
Yeah, fuddy? Who's 40? Fuddy? Fuddy-duddy?
Who says...
Like East Boston people.
That doesn't sound like a Boston accent.
My grandmother used to say that all the time. 40. And she'd say shots and stuff.
40.
40.
40 would be the correct way to say it, right?
40.
Listen, I am 40 years age.
40 years of age. Years young.
But I would say 40. 4D.
Oh, 4D. 4 double D.
I live in an apartment 4D.
40D? Well, that's a big woman.
It's 40. A very damn chesty woman.
Damn, bitch. Anyways, we're on episode 40. If you can't tell, we are doing the Norway Pavilion today, and we're going on Maelstrom.
Represent.
Maelstrom, Maelstrom, Maelstrom. This is one we actually rode.
Ah, yes, I did write this.
This is very few and far between for this show, I believe.
Only once.
Yep. We got it on, luckily. Because that was your first Disney trip and the last time you would ride Maelstrom.
I bet a lot of people can't say this, but riding Maelstrom taught me a lot about myself.
It did. So, a little back story, I guess. January 2014, Jillian and Matt take their first trip to Disney together. And
Mine at all.
Yeah, yours in your entire life. And we go on Maelstrom because it's like one of my favorite rides at Epcot. So, we're waiting in line. Perusing the painting on the queue right before we get on the boat.
Yep.
And what do you say?
I say, wow, I look a lot like these people.
Yeah. We basically figured out you're Norwegian. Fast forward to, because the guy on the painting has the really red beard and your face looks exactly like him pretty much.
Well, you just painted a terrific picture of me.
Just a red beard. That's basically what you are.
That's all I am. Right? I'm just all red beard.
No, they probably had like blue eyes and light, like white as fuck skin.
I'm barely red beard.
Yeah, but you do have a red beard.
It's good. It's got
it's
the
not
red.
Blonde.
It's got
not
the
black.
Red hue to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So fast forward to like last month.
Yeah.
We get our DNA test back, and yeah. How much are you?
17%.
Damn, that's a lot of Norwegian.
It's not that much.
A lot more than all the other minuscule things I was.
You are an everything. You
I
are.
Am an all-American European. Except for England. Fuck that. Never crossed the sea there.
That's funny because I'm pretty sure I'm like 76%.
Yeah, our ancestors never met.
British.
They would never have shook hands.
That's good, though. That means we're not related.
Not in the slightest.
There's no chance you and I could be related.
Not at all. So what we're doing is we're going to... celebrate your Norwegian heritage today.
That's where the applause break goes.
Ah, yes.
Thank you.
The one guy. Yay.
I'll take it.
So, I guess we'll just learn about the Norway Pavilion now, huh?
Let's all take a shot of a glacier shot.
Oh, yes. Let's take this fake glacier shot, aka Orange Crush.
Orange Crush.
I couldn't even find the straw.
That's not how you take it.
That is delicious.
You don't use a straw for a shot.
If you're drinking Orange Crush with no ice and vodka, you're doing it wrong.
Yes.
Although I should have put vanilla ice cream in it because that would have been way better.
That would have been a phenomenal idea. But I think we only have golden vanilla.
Oh, is that not going to do it? I think we have vanilla bean.
You don't want the vanilla. I think the golden vanilla is going to be just fine.
I think it'll work. All right, so let's learn about Norway.
I can't wait.
Norway opened June 3rd, 1988. It is the last pavilion to be added to Epcot until further notice. So it opened with the Stave Church already there, opening day. I have a little bit about the Stave Church.
Tell us a little bit about it.
The Stave Church, found in the Norway Pavilion, is a smaller, detailed replica of the Gull Stave Church, located in the Norsk Folk Museum in Oslo, Norway. The church contains a fascinating exhibit on Norwegian culture and the history of the stave churches. It is probably the most visited stave church in the world. That's probably true.
The one in the pavilion.
Yes.
Not the actual one.
Right. It's not even a church.
No, it's not. It doesn't have that stuff in it anymore.
It doesn't. This is,
Okay.
I'm kind of pretending that Frozen's not there, just for the sake of our sanity.
I'm still doing that now.
Yeah, like, I think I'm just going to pretend that that doesn't have any frozen shit inside it whatsoever, and it's just Norway history.
It looked, I mean, the frozen stuff's okay. It should maybe a little part of it, but it's become all frozen.
No, it's just come like Arendelle Central there. But I like the church. I liked it better when there was actual factual things in there. I don't need Arendelle.
I don't remember
snowshoes
going in there
anything.
Before.
Yeah, we did. I think we did when we went to Maelstrom. So another fun fact. Oh yes, get ready. The fun is hitting you. The bricked windows of the Norway Pavilion act as a protest against tax. Residents of Norway were at a time assessed a tax based upon the number of windows in their home. Given that glass was expensive, the tax assessors reasoned that the more windows a homeowner had, the more taxes they could pay. However, Norwegians cleverly evaded this window tax by boarding or bricking up the windows that they felt they could live without. In this case, it was the higher windows in the tower. So I guess there's towers there that they blocked up the windows.
I really hate taxes too, so I guess
I'm just going to throw away all our windows and block
truly
them all
am
up.
Norwegian.
I do not need windows. I do not need to see the outside world.
I need the light to come in.
When?
Most times.
I'm not even home during the day, so it really doesn't matter.
Well, sometimes I am, and I like to open up the windows.
Well, then you can just like have one window and the rest. Then we'll save a lot of money on our taxes.
I don't think they're taxing us.
Oh, they might be. They might be looking at our windows and be like, those rich fucks.
The window
they like
tax.
They have like 700 windows.
No one's looking at our house and saying those rich fucks.
Those rich fucks. They have so many fucking windows. All right. So also in the Norway Pavilion, there are two, as far as I can tell, two stores. I don't know if there's a fucking frozen one. Who cares? The Puffins Roost. The Puffins Roost Curious and Collectibles Shop. Guests can purchase authentic Norwegian gifts such as sweaters, clothing, jewelry, leather goods, pewter, and the famous troll dolls. Oh, we do have troll dolls here. We bought one. Fast fact. The building which houses the Puffins Roost is made of real wood and is not a false front made to look like wood. The uniquely Norwegian architectural style, Sedestal, is captured here in Puffin's Roost and is marked by grassy roofs and thick logs, which projects a real woodsy look. Viking wannabes can check out the spears, shields, and helmets.
Real wood and thick logs.
That's how she like it in the Norway Pavilion.
Vikings know what they're doing.
They do. And then there's the store called the Fjord. How do you say it? Fjording? Is that how you say fjord? Fjord?
Fjord, yeah.
Fjord.
It says the wandering reindeer.
What do you think that is?
I don't know.
You don't think that's anything to do with Anna and Elsa?
Well, I mean,
I guess reindeer?
It could, but shouldn't it be the wandering Sven?
Or wandering Oakens? Why didn't they just put wandering Oakens there?
Copyright.
That's their copyright. They own it. Remember when they had wandering Oakens in Hollywood Studios and we went with my family?
That was fun.
They had really good drinks there, the light up ones.
I was just going to say, we got great beverages there.
And then there was like a shit ton of kids like building snowmen and stuff in there, like real snow.
They moved Wandering Oakens into the line for Frozen Ever After.
Oh, yeah, that is there. You're right. You can't buy anything, and he's barely there. But
that's where it is.
There it is. Let's see. So the Fjording features Norwegian hand-knit sweaters, carved wood souvenirs, pewter. Oh, God, you can get pewter anywhere,
can't
you? You
got to have pewter.
What the hell is pewter?
It's good
is it
for,
a rock?
It's like a metal. It's good for making weaponry.
So if I go in there and I'm like, I need 10 pounds of pewter, they're all set to help me?
I don't think they're giving you 10 pounds of pewter. I think they have like pewter jewelry.
Well, like how can I, like, I'm just going in there. I want pewter. I don't want pewter jewelry. Your advertising right here says pewter. How the fuck do I get some pewter?
So that's like a pewter.
Ew.
What do you
it's
mean,
it's like
ew?
The nasty, it's like a, steel a, plates that you... Like at Hoop-Dee-Doo, they had like shitty plates that you eat off of.
It's a gray alloy of tin with copper and antimony.
It's like the shitty version of stainless steel.
It was formerly tin and lead.
I love eating off tin and lead.
But obviously lead's not good for you.
No, it's great for you. They also sell jewelry, toys, and of course Norwegian trolls. Okay, so they sell the same shit that the Puffins Roost does. I'm pretty sure they're connected,
it's
too.
It's one giant
all
store.
All in one the same. The uniquely Norwegian architectural style Bryggen is captured here in the Fjording shop and is marked by gabled windows on close-set wooden buildings. To say hello in Norway, say god dag. God dag. Good dog, and welcome to episode 40. See how that's
that
done?
That was good. I don't think you pronounced it properly.
It says goo dog. It says how to pronounce it. It says god dag. This is how it's written, but it's goo dog.
I think you're saying it too slow.
Good dog.
Yeah, that's a little better.
I don't know how the
good dog?
Good dog.
I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know how to say bye either, so they're just going to say hello all the time.
They always teach you how to say hello, but they never teach you how to say goodbye.
They never want to say goodbye.
You're always stuck there.
Never want to say goodbye. So, live music. All right, let's get into the first video then, and then I'll get back to reading some stuff.
Really?
Wait, no. We're going to do one video, and then I'll get back to some stuff.
I know. I have to bring it up.
But I'm going
to
just intro it. It's So, there was live music by Spellman's Glege. I don't know how to say this. Okay.
I told you at the beginning, I said, I'm not going to know how to say any of the words.
The band's
here.
Name is Spellman's
fucking
Glege.
Quality on this sucks.
G-L-E-D-J-E.
Let
Glege.
Me see it. Look at. Put it in my face.
Spellman's Glege. Spellman's Glege.
Where is it? I'm not seeing it.
Oh, God damn it. Right there.
Yeah, Spellman's Glege.
Spellman's Glege, yeah. Thank you for the Norwegian. I don't even know what that
was. If I say it, it's accurate because I'm Norwegian.
Yes.
Bitches.
Travel north to Scandinavia and experience the sounds of festive folk music and dance. A unique mix of accordion, guitar, fiddle, and recorder, in parentheses flute, recreate classic dance from waltzes to polkas. I mean, if you don't know what a recorder is, why do you have to explain it?
Because maybe they thought it was an audio recorder.
I know, but it's clearly not. It's a fucking instrument.
Why is it called a recorder?
I don't know. But I have one. My sister bought me one for Christmas.
I know. I remember. You don't know how to play it, but I do.
There's like six songs from Frozen that you can learn on it.
Yeah, I know.
I should do that. Maybe I'll play it for you guys next time.
Oh, it'll, sweet.
When Frozen Ever After closes,
that'll be
I will
the,
learn the
song. That'll be the outro song.
Oh, yes.
For this episode. You playing
me,
the recorder.
Me attempting to play it. I'll do it.
I know you will.
I'll do it. All right. So let's watch Spellman's Glege. Glege.
Glacier.
Glager.
Glacier.
Glage. Here we go. Oh, look, they have Viking helmets on. Oh, one does.
He's got a washboard.
The guy with the washboard. This is already false. What's she got, a fiddle?
Fucking super high quality.
Oh, it's high five.
Vikings don't do that.
High five. Okay, so I see an accordion, a fiddle, a guitar,
a
washboard.
Stand-up bass.
Oh, stand-up bass. Or cello. No, it's a bass. He's plucking it. Cello, ooh. You play with the thing, right? The bow?
Yep.
So bass is like bum, 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 bum.
That fiddle sounds more like a violin.
Jesus lady, you just walked in the middle of their fucking set. Do you mind? Oh, she sounds retarded.
She doesn't
mind.
She's not saying anything. She
looks
is
retarded. Special.
Oh, retarded is a fine word. It's not a bad word.
Ooh, I like this. Oh, look at Trash Barrel. I want to take a picture of it. I could really play the washboard, I think.
They said let's post up in front of the Trash Barrel.
I think they're in front of the bakery. You know how it looks like? It says bakery.
Looks like the stave church.
I believe it's the bakery. Because there's a menu behind that guy. Oh, he loves this.
That's the information in front of the stave church.
I think his Viking hat has the little like Heidi braids on it.
He's got the funny, yeah.
Yeah, he has the girls' braids. He loves it.
The men wore those too.
Oh, the men had long hair?
Yeah.
Why don't you have long hair?
Because I have no hair.
Oh, yeah. You got the English part of it. Or Irish. I like this music. Oh, I love this washboard.
Now, I thought there was going to be more to this. I thought it was going to be more of a
show. There will be. It's only 7 minutes, so it's like, oh, gotta get in on that accordion guy. I want to play the fiddle.
I fucking love an accordion.
I love that outfit that she has on.
Yeah, it's cute.
Cute Norwegian outfit.
Smoking hot.
I should really get a Norwegian dress made.
But you're not Norwegian at all.
No, but if I go to Epcot and I wear a Norwegian dress, they'd be like, howdy doody.
How do you do?
Oh, he's bending over. Look at his ass.
He's not even paying attention.
His pants are falling down. Oh, is he giving out instruments? Tambourine.
Everyone's going
to
play.
What the hell? That guy has a double stroller. He doesn't want to play a tambourine.
It's not a guy.
Oh, it's a girl. Oof.
It's not, the quality is just bad.
It's old.
She had her hair slicked back.
Your fucking shit. I want to play the washboard. Give me that. She doesn't have to play a tambourine no more.
You could get one at the antique store.
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah. That didn't come with the spoons.
Well, we have spoons. We'll be fine.
Oh, I can't waste a good spoon. Is that what he's using, a spoon? I don't even know.
I can't tell.
They gave him out at the Hoopy Doo, and I... Did you play it, or did
no,
I?
No, I don't play musical instruments. I'm musically not inclined.
Excuse me. You're more musically inclined than I am. I'm like the only person in my family that doesn't play music.
I know. That's why I'm in the family now.
Hmm.
It's good when we take a drink at the same time.
Yeah, let's just take a long pause in the middle of the music. This guy looks so unsure. Oh, it's a whisk.
All right, so he's playing a whisk.
He's talking into the whisk.
Oh, he's bald.
That's why he has the braids on his hat. What the hell's that? He's giving out a bag of instruments? Oh, shit. This guy has to go up.
He said, not me. They single you up.
He always holds his hand. He doesn't like that.
He's like, please don't touch my hand.
Don't touch me. I don't like it. Oh my god, look at this fanny pack. He has like 9 things in it.
Fucking love a fanny pack.
He has like 10 bottles of water. Oh, nice. Got the hat. Now what? Now what's he gonna play? Oh, tambourine.
Oh, what a bitch instrument.
I bet he fucks that up. He's waving. Just play your tambourine, goddammit.
This guy's such a spaz.
No, what the hell? There's like only 2 people watching the show. Oh god. He just stopped a woman in the middle of the walking.
He's like, oh, you're going to your fast pass?
Yeah, she was looking like her family just left without her. Here, now you get to play tambourine with this guy with a big, large fanny pack. Wave to the people. Blow them kisses.
I hope they wash these. These people are going to get lice from putting on someone else's hat.
Oh, I thought you meant the washboards. That would have been weird if you had to wash your washboard.
Oh, she's playing the spoons.
Oh, Jesus. Is it not a whisk?
She's playing the wooden spoons.
I bet I could play the spoons like a motherfucker.
I think you have the basics now.
I could do it on my knee.
I don't think you'd get real fancy.
No. Well, I can be fancy playing the
spoon. Have you ever seen a real fancy spoon player?
I would like to.
You should look it up.
We'll look that up. Yay!
Woo!
You don't sound Norwegian.
Guys, they're gonna play with us, but we need your help. You didn't introduce the girl.
You can't go nowhere, okay? We
can't
need you. There's
nowhere.
A certain part of the song we're gonna say. It's ancient Norwegian word. Took a while to translate, but that Norwegian word is hey.
Hey.
And
hey.
Not my joke. Trust me. if you don't say it, I'm really gonna make fun of you. Okay? So
hey.
Have fun.
What am I saying it for?
Why isn't it Nordic?
Norwegian.
What
Nordic?
Is Nordic?
I don't know. Nordic Lodge.
Yeah, that's Viking.
Yeah, is it?
I think so.
That's the place where you can go to the buffet and get as many lobsters as you want.
But it's
like $100.
$20 a person.
Yeah, this sounds like not Norwegian music. Like, not that I would picture.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Not that I would know, but I like it. I like it a lot. She is killing it on the spoons.
She can't even. She's worse at rhythm than I am.
Jim sucks.
At least Jim has a personality and a fanny pack.
Yeah, he's dancing. And his fanny pack is laying down.
I like his cargo shorts cut off right above the knee.
I don't even know what year this is. I can't tell.
I'm going to say 97.
Yeah, you could be right. There's nothing telling me otherwise. Hey! Oh, damn it, I missed it. Sorry. Two,
yeah, you
three.
Didn't tell us it was coming.
Hey! Yay, I did it. I'm so happy. Someone just laughed like me. That was really weird. Hey! Oh, damn it. I missed it again. I'm so sorry. Hey! 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 Oh, shit. This goddamn lady's sitting down and not saying hey.
Come on, you dumb broad.
That's your problem. Shut the bakery door. Swinging like a motherfucker. Hey, why can't we yell hey anymore? Oh god, look at him break it down. He's crazy.
Oh, he's making fun of her.
Uh-huh. It's because she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, she's missing her fast pass to Maelstrom.
Like, this is boring. Hey, why don't we get to yell anymore? Okay, here we go. Ready? Clap, clap, clap.
Well done.
He looks like Shawn Michaels.
Oh, he does.
Hey, stop yelling hey.
She yelled at him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. People are getting crazy with the hays.
They sure know how to party in Norway, huh?
Spellman's Gleish.
Gleish.
Oh, there really is a little upfall.
Round of applause.
Round of applause.
Yay,
for these,
you people.
These people,
that
they're fun. They have a lot of...
Well,
yeah,
that was fun.
That was not a show.
Oh, you know what I forgot to look up is the Vikings that are there now. Oh.
You want to take a quick pause?
Sure. And we're back. Okay, so we'll get one more video going and then I'll continue talking.
Now, this is a terrific quality
God
video.
God damn it.
Sorry, I have to have my drink.
We're going to watch the Vikings, you know, the live player. I don't know what they're called.
This is a current thing, right?
The Vikings in Norway. I've seen them. I think we saw them on our last trip, right? We just didn't stop and, like, say hi.
Were they?
Wouldn't exchange pleasantries.
I think we've seen them in a video we've done before.
I don't know.
Was it in our last trip that we saw them? I don't know. They do look familiar.
Yeah, we definitely saw them.
I've seen that hat before.
Oh, yes, that hat. That hat,
this
though.
One right here, this hat.
Oh, that hat, yes.
Little girl's hat.
Just watch them. Like, it's only 3 minutes. I just want to see what they do with the children's. Oh, she has the same shoesies as me.
Yeah, he's got a Yankees
same
shirt
days.
On.
Same days. Oh, who cares?
Oh, my. Does he have a John Cena shirt on?
We'll find out.
All right, you have to tell
Stay
me when to press
tuned.
Play.
Press play. Does he?
No.
Oh. Oh, God, the guy walked right into the fucking camera. Oh, he's hitting his drum on his nuts.
It's a very tough
trolls.
Guy.
These trolls.
They are trolls. Look at them.
Yeah, get those trolls out of here.
That fucking kid with the pink mohawk.
That's cool. I like that kid. I want that hair. Do it. Oh, just give him knuckles. That's weird.
Who's dressing this guy?
The guy in the beige looks like the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Why do you? No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Ah. They're not making any weird words or anything.
The Vikings don't need to talk.
Guy's so excited. Oh, you shake with your wrist.
That's right.
Like a real man. Oh, God, that lady's fucking having a blast.
I'm glad she's here.
Joey? Do they not speak English? Joe.
No, Vikings wouldn't.
Sam? Joey? What was his name?
Maybe they're deaf.
Hava. Okay. Oh, that guy just photobombed.
I hate him.
Oh, he's going to fling an arrow, I guess. Oh, there it goes.
Sam.
This won't translate well if they're not speaking English.
Joey.
He just keeps saying Joey like a Pokemon. Oh. Joey's going to get an arrow out of his back.
You're implying that the Viking...
Now he's arching it back.
Is a Pokemon, huh?
Oh, raise it up a little bit, and and there it goes. Oh, I didn't hear it hit land.
He went,
What, he rang a bell?
Yeah.
Ring my bell. Another arrow.
This fucking kid keeps doing it backwards.
What else can we do? He's a righty or lefty.
Look at the family in the background there.
It didn't hit. Oh, it keeps going. I'm waiting for it to hit.
Still waiting.
Still waiting. Went really far. Oh, there it goes.
That was good.
Wow, that was... Sam's excited.
Get that kid a glacier shot.
Glacier shot's on me. Oh, my God.
Watch.
Why
I
did
bet
I pick the one where they're just shooting arrows over and over again?
I bet his hits immediately. To imply he's weak.
I bet it falls.
See? Told you.
Oh, see? I told you. Dust it off and try again. Joey. Joey.
Oh, Joey. Look at the guy in the background.
On,
he's
Joey,
like,
do better this time.
He's like, no one's buying anything from me.
There it goes. Oh, it's going all over the place.
Just keeps hitting everything.
Oh, he hit him in the ass.
Oh, no.
Joey! You bastard.
Joey!
Yay, Joey!
Yay, Joey.
Yay, Sam. No, not Sam. Oh, you gotta take the arrow out of his ass.
Joey!
That was stupid. I should have watched a different one.
Well, that's the one
Sam.
We got.
Sam! I like the Sam. He has a good mohawk.
No, wait, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
I had a better mohawk.
He's growing into it. You got a scroll? What the fuck? I want a scroll.
It's the scroll of destiny.
Well, what the fuck? I can pretend to do archery.
Goes with the pick.
I can mime archery all damn day.
That was pretty cool. I would have enjoyed seeing that live. It didn't translate here.
I had to like explain what they were doing. Joy. Oh, well. We'll watch more another time when we go to Epcot. All right. So more on Epcot, on Norway's pavilion. Restaurant Akershus was opened in 1988, serving a Norwegian cold board buffet.
Well worth the price of admission.
Princesses moved in for breakfast in 2002 and other mealtimes in 2005. It is now called Akershus Royal Banquet Hall. I'm just going to read the back of the menu to give an idea about Akershus.
I don't like...
What?
The only thing more awkward than like a head character
is
a face character approaching you when you're eating, because then you have to interact.
And you're like, oh, let me just stop eating.
You're like, wait, do I have to get in character too?
What sucks about that restaurant is that they like serve in shifts. So like everyone gets their meal at the exact same time pretty much in the whole restaurant. And then like the characters will do this room and then the next room, but there'll be like two characters in each room. So it's like you're nonstop and you can't go up to the buffet because they're coming. And it's like if you leave, Jesus Christ.
It's prime time to go when I'm there.
So the back says, Velkommen. Welcome to the Norwegian Castle of Akershus, one of the oldest and most impressive of Norway's medieval fortresses. Looming over the Oslo Harbor, Akershus is actually both fortress and palace, and it is patrolled by Norway's Royal Guard today. Many of Akershus's grand halls are still used for elaborate state banquets. The people of Norge are known for their hospitality, especially when it comes to sharing their native cuisine. Here at the Akershus Royal Banquet Hall, you can enjoy their authentic Norwegian buffet called koldbord. Although the literal meaning of koldbord is cold table, this magnificent feast includes cold meats, seafood, and a grand selection of prepared salads, cheeses, and breads, as well as the traditional hot items served at your table. Our Norwegian hosts and hostesses will be happy to answer any questions you may have. And then there's some Norwegian stuff. You want to read the Norwegian language at the bottom? Because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Komag aplav varmen av Norge.
I think it's Norway.
No, it's N-O.
Norge.
Norge.
Norge?
No, it's not Norge.
Norge. Okay, Norge.
Well, we'll have to look it up.
I don't know what any of that means.
And then it says, come enjoy the... Well.
Oh, there's the translation.
It says, come. Enjoy the warmth of Norway.
So that's how you say it?
Kom og aplav varmen an Norge.
Norge.
Norge. Norge. Norge. Norge. Yeah, like Norge. That. Like the, you have to say it like the Swedish
Norge.
Chef.
Norge. Norge.
Yes, perfect. You got it. I knew you would.
I knew you would. All right, so here the meals for adults range between $45 to $50 a person. Children, $27 to $30 a person.
Now, when we were there,
yes,
we ate, but we happened to notice the fat people at the table next to us.
We did, because I couldn't get into my seat otherwise.
They all got multiple meals.
Yes, you can actually, I mean...
But they paid the same price as us, I would imagine?
Yep. I mean, at that point, like, that's the same thing for... remember how we did sci-fi dine-in for breakfast, and it was a one set price, but we could have ordered multiple meals?
They don't make that very clear.
Well, they're not going to advertise it, but if you're paying a set meal for a family style buffet type thing, you're pretty much allowed to have as much as you want. Now, will you get that on time, or if you decide to order it all at once, that's fine. I'm pretty sure most of the waitresses will do that. Because when we went to Sci-Fi, she was like, oh, you can just get more stuff. I'm like, oh, well, can we get more of those awesome potatoes that I want so much? Because they were delicious.
And she said, yeah.
I was like, wow, actually edible food at Sci-Fi. Yeah.
But that's a little tip right there.
Yes.
Order fucking everything.
I mean, if you're going to
pay... Because you're getting it anyways.
If you're paying $50 a person, you're paying more than you do at Ohana. Ohana's unlimited, like, keeps bringing it. But this place, you have to order one entree. So if you want to try multiples, even if you get, like, three out of, for two people or something... It's better just to try them all.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
I mean, the cold buffet is like all you can eat, but it's just cheeses and shit.
Although you did find a cheese like a you really enjoyed there.
I do. I still have some here. Okay, so I'm just going to go over the entrees. I think we know which ones we got. So one of them is pan-seared salmon with roasted potatoes, vegetables, and curried cauliflower cream sauce. Ooh, that sounds good.
I didn't get that.
I didn't get that either. Char-grilled center-cut pork chop. I did get that. I don't know how to say these in Norwegian. This is like svin-kotlet. I guess that's like svin-kotlet. That's like swine cutlet.
Sven?
Sven. Svine.
Sven cutlet?
It like, looks like svine.
It's a cutlet of Sven?
Swine. Like pig.
Like reindeer?
No, no reindeer. If they had reindeer, I would have ordered it.
Yeah.
They should get reindeer on the menu. That comes with Jarlsberg potato gratin, seasonal vegetable, and warm apple and raisin chutney. And that was okay. It tasted microwaved almost. It wasn't very fresh.
No, you could tell none of it was.
Yeah, it all came out at the same time, like immediately after we ordered it. So then there's the traditional kot cake, which is the Norwegian meatballs with mashed potatoes, vegetables, and lingonberry sauce.
Now, we didn't get those,
no,
but
Brett
someone
did.
At our table did.
Yes.
And they were fucking good.
I don't remember if I tried any.
They were real good.
Yeah, I want to try them next time. Red wine braised beef is what you got.
Yep, wasn't spectacular.
Roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, pickled mushrooms. Ooh, I love pickled mushrooms.
Yeah, you did like them. They look like little penises,
They're
though.
So good, though. Baby vegetables and strawberry port demi. Did you get a strawberry port demi with it?
Yeah, I didn't like the glaze. I thought everything was good except for the glaze.
I love a good demi. Then there's skaldurs. Oh, boy, I can't say that.
Skaldurskret.
Yes, that's it. Skaldurskret. Scallops, mussels, and shrimp casserole baked in a seafood and herb cream sauce. And then slow roasted chicken breast, which is killing breast. Oh, that's nice. Corn and smoked Gouda porridge. Ooh, I've never had porridge before.
Well, now you know where to get it.
Is it like cream corn or cream?
I don't think it's. I think it's
cream of wheat.
We'll say that for the sake of this.
Brussels sprouts and Norwegian winter relish. Ooh, I wonder what that is.
Winter relish?
Winter relish. You know what I did like? The desserts.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the desserts.
They had the rice pudding type stuff with the strawberry glaze over it.
Rice pudding doesn't sound good to
so
me.
Oh, so good.
Why do you want
it was like
rice
sweet rice. It wasn't
pudding.
Like, it wasn't like pudding. It was like, I don't know. It was very good. And then they had the apple banana bread type thing. That was good. I like that. Or was it just apple? I think it was like apple bread.
I didn't have that either.
And then they had that like pyramid of chocolate.
Which
that
I did enjoy.
Thing was so good. It was like a truffle almost. And then we have the Kringla Bakery og Cafe. I don't know how to say that. Og. How do you say that in Norwegian?
Oh, I have it over here. I can.
Kringla Bakery og.
Og.
Cafe.
Og. Og Cafe.
Og Cafe. I love
the Kringla.
I do too. I want to eat everything here. So they have a Norwegian club, which is ham, turkey, bacon, and Jarlsberg and Munster cheese with red onion, tomatoes, and lingonberry mayonnaise on toasted multigrain bread. It's a standard sandwich, pretty much.
It's a real treat. The lingonberries really
bring
it together.
I do like the lingonberry. Then they have the ham and apple sandwich, which is ham, apple, and Jarlsberg and Munster cheese with a sweet apple chutney. Oh, that sounds pretty good. I would eat that. Then they have a salmon and egg sandwich, which sounds disgusting. Open-faced salmon sandwich served on a toasted multigrain bread with dill cream cheese spread, hard-boiled egg slices, and red onion. That fucking sounds disgusting.
I've never been more hungry in my life listening to that.
Don't knock over my soda there.
I'm sorry. I was just salivating at the thought of that sandwich.
Oh, salmon and egg. That's what I really could go for right now.
I love a fucking hard-boiled egg.
If anything I like mixed, it's salmon and eggs. And then they have the meatballs for $7.
You can't knock it till you try it. Is it one meatball?
I'm
not going
to try it.
Is it two meatballs?
It just says meatballs. Norwegian meatballs.
Nah, I thought the Swedish were known for their meatballs.
$7, I would imagine you get four or five.
I want a meatball sub for $7.
No, just meatballs. Then they have a Jarlsberg and onion biscuit served with lingonberry jam and bacon. That's just a fucking cheese and onion biscuit.
Yeah.
It's $6. There's no meat or anything.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy. For pastries, they have the Trollhorn, which is lingonberry jam with whipped cream and a crispy pastry sugar-coated shell.
Did we try that?
Yeah.
Terrific.
Trollhorn's my favorite.
Wasn't my favorite.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, we'll get to your favorite then.
All right.
Then they have school bread, which is sweet cardamom bun filled with vanilla cream custard and topped with glazed and toasted coconut.
That actually sounds pretty good.
I do want to try that. Everyone says it's so good, but I just haven't had the hankering for a school bread.
Like,
it's like a huge donut filled with cream. Like,
they should name really, custard something else.
Yeah. It should just be cream.
Custard reminds me of mustard, and I don't like mustard.
This reminds me of Boston cream donuts, which I don't like.
Right, exactly. Me neither.
Like, it's like cold custard in there, too. I don't even know how it's cold inside a donut.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's all soggy. Like, who wants that? It's just falling all over the place. It's just a mess. Then they have lefse, which is potato flatbread rolled with sweet cinnamon butter. Well, I want that.
I'll take it.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but I want it. They have a mousse kiss, which is triple berry mousse with blackberries, blueberries, and strawberries. Rule cake, which is yellow cake with fresh raspberry filling and powdered sugar.
That even sounds good.
A pear almond tart. I would eat that in a heartbeat. Sweet pretzel with chocolate. Sweet pretzel with almonds. Rice cream. That was it. Rice cream, which is rice pudding topped with strawberry sauce.
What is a sweet pretzel?
A sweet raisin pretzel glazed with icing and toasted almonds. You would not eat that.
I don't need that.
A raisin pretzel? Who the hell wants that?
Yeah, send that back.
Berry cream puff, which is puff pastry filled with whipped cream and fresh berries.
That was my nickname in high school.
Yes. They have a cinnamon roll, apparently. And they have the Viking chocolate mousse, which is chocolate mousse with ganache.
Now that was my favorite.
Yeah, that is really, really good. Even the little horns that have on it, the little pastry.
Yeah, they were like little...
so good.
I don't know, crackers or something?
Yeah, it's like a little chocolate dome and it has like, not crackers. But
they were orange
based,
right?
It's like the flaky pastry like the troll horn has.
It was so good.
Yeah, I love that. So good. All right, so that's it for the foods in Norway. And then we just have the attractions of Norway that are no longer there. We have Maelstrom, which opened July 5th, 1988, closed October 5th, 2014, right before we went for our honeymoon.
It was
tragic.
It was a magical experience.
When I read that, I was like, motherfuckers.
I know.
Because we were bringing my cousin for the very first time in her life, and she didn't get to go on Maelstrom. She couldn't even go to Norway because it was fucking closed.
Well, you could walk in. The stores were open.
Just didn't look the same. You have that
still
sad,
doesn't look the same.
I know, but like, yeah, really, like the sad, like boarded up fountain where you used to see the boats come out. That just looks sad.
Because they don't come out anymore.
And then like, I think the Perry the Platypus game is there too, and you can like bring up your, if you do it, if it works, there's like a sword that shows up in the water.
And no one's looking at the sword.
No. Well, I haven't done Perry the Platypus in a long time.
I've never done it.
I've watched people do it. I don't think I've done it myself.
It's on the to-do list.
Yeah, we'll do it someday when it's gone. Maelstrom was a family-friendly adventure on a troll-tormented Viking ship from modern-day to historic Norway in the World Showcase area. Come aboard for a stormy voyage through a Norwegian fjord, a troll-infested swamp, and onto the North Sea via a thrilling backward plummet. After departing a contemporary village, you'll be water blasted and finger blasted to the past through a unique aquatic landscape. You never know what's around the next bend. You might even encounter polar bears and pirates.
I missed out on the finger blasting.
I don't remember that part. I don't remember the water blasting either.
I don't remember the pirates.
I don't either. But maybe I just forgot. Oh, it's been so long.
It has
maybe.
Been a long time.
It's been a long time.
We'll see here, though.
And then it ends with the high seas Norwegian adventure. Once you've dodged the trickster trolls and other obstacles, disembark in the safety of a calm harbor. Then watch a glorious 5-minute film that captures the remarkable beauty of Norway today. It was never today.
Which you made me leave.
Exploring Norway's heritage isn't going to be smooth sailing, so buck up like a Viking would. Ah, I like that.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, we're going to watch that too in its entirety. I think I watched it, most of it. I definitely watched it with my dad when we went, so.
Is this what we're doing first?
Yeah, we're going to do a little, I don't know who Willard Scott is, do you? Oh boy, we have to look that up.
His name sounds really familiar.
He looks familiar too, and I don't know. I'm young, I don't know. So Willard Scott apparently filmed a preview of Maelstrom at Epcot, and I don't even think he goes on the ride, but I just wanted to watch this little TV special. I don't even know if it was a TV special. I don't even know where the fuck it came from.
Oh, he was the creator and original portrayer of Ronald McDonald.
He's Ronald?
That's what it says.
He played Ronald McDonald?
He was weatherman for the Today Show.
Yeah, I don't know that.
He's got a Bachelor of Arts.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's impressive.
He was on the Joy.
He has the same education as me.
He was on the Joy Boys radio show.
The Joy Boys?
That's what I said.
Joy, 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 joy.
He worked as the narrator for NASA Weekly program called The Space Story.
Oh, that sounds thrilling. So he was Ronald McDonald is what you're saying.
He portrayed Bozo the Clown.
Oh, he's a multiple clown kind of guy. Why is he dressed like a clown in this video then?
He also hosted Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
As a clown? As Ronald McDonald?
From 87 to 97 when he was replaced by Matt Lauer.
Fucking Matt Lauer.
He was a terrific guy.
I wish they had Willard Scott back. What a great guy.
Ronald Reagan gave
now
him
I'm
a
gonna, like, hear
private
Ronald.
Sector award for public service.
Okay, we don't really need to know his whole backstory. That's really
just trying to see what else he's done.
No, he's Ronald McDonald. You answered it.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald and Bozo.
He wasn't our Ronald McDonald.
Oh, he wasn't?
He was the original.
Yeah.
Our Ronald McDonald was not the original.
Look, if he was big in 88, he had to be one of my Ronalds. If I hear that voice and I hear Ronald
63 to
McDonald,
66.
Oh, damn it.
And occasionally as late as 1971.
He must have been a really creepy Ronald then.
Right. He's not.
Ooh. I'll have to look at that.
I mean, he's skinny in this picture.
No. He's definitely not skinny.
Okay. Well, he's not.
He's also old.
He's not big like he is.
Oh, he doesn't look good.
He got a lot bigger
as he aged. Or he just looked old his whole. Oh, his fucking face is like caved in.
He's just an old, withered man. When did he die?
Oh, rest in peace, Willard Scott. You think he's dead? What if he's not dead?
I don't think he's dead.
Oh, dear. Sorry.
Nope, he's still alive.
Oh,
both of his spouses have died, though.
Maybe we can get him on the show. Oh, well, that's sad.
He's 83. He probably doesn't know how to Skype in.
No, we'll just call him on the landline.
We'll send him a telegraph.
Yeah, we'll send him a singing telegram. It'll be like, sing him the McDonald's song. Rock and roll McDonald's.
He doesn't know that one.
He will once he gets it to his door.
It's not from his era.
It will be. He'll be like, I love that song. Remember when I was Ronald? Good old days. So let's watch Willard Scott preview Maelstrom. Who?
Tempest.
Maelstrom.
The newest and 11th World Showcase Pavilion, yep. Norway. You know, earlier the pavilion was officially opened with a fabulous, and I mean fabulous, celebration, including the Royal Norwegian Guard Band and the world dancers.
He's got fucking eyes that are just...
That lady behind him is scary.
All over the place. He's not even looking at the camera. Ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, I was going to play this in the next video, but I guess we'll just watch it now.
The best of luck to Disney World.
Disney World.
And those who will be responsible for the operation
Norwegian.
Of the pavilion.
I this is the prince.
Sounds like a eulogy.
The Norway.
He's the prince.
Norway.
Open.
I want him to have a better accent.
Thank you, prince.
He's a prince of Norway?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is that really... I don't think they have royalty.
They do.
No. Oh, look how nice Norway looked. Ooh, a whole band and everything. Oh, drum solo. Oh, shit. There's people on the roof.
He was the crown prince. That was Harold V.
Harold. Oh, look at the...
I'm watching. I see it.
Oh, they're singing Wish Upon a Star.
It's not
in
a Norwegian song.
The New France. Oh, they're dancing.
That's not in Norwegian. That's in English.
Yeah, they're in Norway.
But they're singing in English.
I know, but they have a Norwegian accent. Ooh, the dancers are so pretty. I want to be a Norwegian
dancer. That guy's
dancer.
Not Norwegian.
Ooh, her skirt went up really
high. It's all the other communities welcoming Norway.
Oh.
That's what that was.
Oh. Well, I like the dancers. They're very cute. I want to dance like that.
You should.
I know. I should apply to be a dancer in Norway.
Do it around the house.
Well, yeah. But I need to get paid.
You got
to
practice.
Gotta make some... Oh, shit. There's so many balloons.
Red and white, baby.
Red and white. Red and white. Oh, shit. It looks like
there's a weird jet stream that's not allowing the balloons to go up.
The building's like throwing up balloons. Drum solo. Nice feather hat. Oh, Bolta. Oh, Jesus. Oh, there's firework coming out of Maelstrom.
The fireworks are going to pop the balloons.
Didn't even open for like another year, I think, right?
Really?
Or a month. Was it a month or a year? What did I say? July 5th?
The soft open was in May.
Ooh.
We all love a
Norway
soft open.
Norway or of Mouse?
Norway.
Oh, no, it opened
up. Look at this giant. Oh, that's a person. I thought it was a chicken.
Oh, I love the dancing. Ooh, spinner. Yeah, it opened a month after Norway opened.
I thought that was
Woo!
It.
Oh, shit, he almost dropped there. That was scary. Oh, look at that lady.
Be enthusiastic, please.
What an opening.
And we'll be back to premiere that thrill ride in just a few minutes. But right
thrill?
Now, here's Carol Burnett.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good.
Oh, God.
Is a troll. And this is not a troll. This is Gita. And
here's like all Carol the Burnett. It's just a troll.
It's a close-up of a troll.
From Norway. Hey, do they have a 4th of July celebration
oh, fuck.
In Norway?
Where's Carol Burnett?
She's in that lady's lap. With the white hair, she's pretty.
Oh, my dear. Wherever you are, there are fireworks. You know, Gita's just one of the many reasons that the
familiar.
Norway Pavilion makes you feel like you're actually in Norway.
Thanks, Carol Burnett.
Jeez.
You trolley fucker.
Is he feuding with Carol Burnett?
He hates her. Oh, look at all the nice Norwegian shit. Oh, look at all the trolls.
Oh, the trolls looked so much better back then. They looked uglier.
Ours are cute. I love the background music in Norway.
Akershus hasn't changed. Looks exactly the same.
Except for the shitty eggs they had.
That's the same food they still service.
It's the same stuff.
Oh, one more
oh,
thing,
that was great.
I'm here for the world premiere of the famous Maelstrom Thrill Ride.
Maelstrom!
Do you think I should go in the first boat? I beg your pardon?
Oh,
that
what?
That means either you have to be very brave or very foolish.
Huh. Well, I'm halfway there. Well, I'm trying to make up my mind. Let's go from one beautiful lady to another. Here's Deidre.
Here's Carol Burnett as another troll.
You know, it's decision time, and Webster defines maelstrom as a powerful,
now he says it right.
He said it three different times. He said maelstrom, maelstrom, and now maelstrom.
That is the question. I have the answer.
He's going to cut the ribbon.
No, I'm not riding. You ride. Good luck, guys.
Why aren't you
here
riding, you idiot? Why do you have a raincoat on, you idiot?
He's a puss bag.
He has a raincoat on. Oh, they all have raincoats on. Oh, one Jesus fucking eyes. Christ. You don't even get wet. Calm your fucking assholes.
Still to come on
oh, here's the Magic
World's
Kingdom.
4th of July spectacular.
What the fuck?
Oh, 4th of July.
The Maelstrom Thrill Ride.
The Maelstrom.
Rita Moreno.
Oh, Rita Moreno. I bet she looks like a fucking troll, too.
Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett. And her trollish features.
Sandy Patty.
Sandy Patty. I like that name.
I hate a Sandy Patty.
Or Patty Sandy. Sandy Patty? Okay. Oh, those
oh,
people.
How was it,
are
folks?
They soaked? Hey!
Looks like you made it. Maybe you got a little wet out there, huh? Hey, tell me, what'd you think about it?
Oh, it was great.
Why does he have a mic?
Fantastic.
Great family ride, and I especially enjoyed the storm at the North Sea.
Oh, that's oh, like
the store?
Like oh, boy, I'm glad I didn't go.
Oh, the storm.
Well, let's take a look at that ride for ourselves. Dynamite.
Dynamite.
What the fuck?
Is that our thing? We're going to do dynamite?
I guess so. Oh, you are not the first to pass this way.
It's a weird camera
spoilers,
setup.
Hello. Whoa. It's like cuts. Oh, look at the guy's face.
Finally saw him.
Oh, I love this. I love the editing for this. These people are so scared.
Oh.
Ooh, it was so 80s. You play such hard music. It's supposed to be scary. It's all upbeat. Turn around.
That's not what it...
Oh, look at the polar bear. He's so cute. Little baby.
Why would you play The Cure?
Is it... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Show me. Yeah, you do that.
Are they from Norway?
Oh, that makes me scream. Oh, I love this song. This is my parents' wedding song.
Oh.
Yeah. That's so weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why? Oh, fishing.
Hey, you know, that looks like something Jane and Bryant might enjoy.
Who?
But not moi, because I'm your basic chicken.
Cheep,
you know,
cheep,
basic you know, chicken, bitch.
You're basic.
Happy birthday to lots of wonderful ladies and gentlemen who've turned 100.
Well,
tonight,
old.
I have a special pleasure to wish a very special lady a very happy
Carol
212th
Burnett.
Birthday.
212?
Happy birthday, America.
Ah, boo.
She's not a lady.
And happy 250th, Carol. You look shitty as ever.
Carol, you're uglier than you've ever been before.
You fucking troll, I hate you. Love, Willie.
So, what are we going to do now?
Well, I guess we're...
Because we've seen this
we'll
already.
We'll just fucking watch it. Who gives a shit?
Fuck, we'll watch it in high
fuck
definition.
Fuck it all. We're giving it all to Maelstrom.
This one's for
Maelstrom.
Latin. To like Maelstrom.
To Maelstrom. Show me, show me, show me.
I can't believe that's so weird.
Can you just put the Cure on in the background? I really want to get the feel for Maelstrom, the way it's supposed to be written.
I don't understand it.
Can we do the Friday song? Friday, I'm in love. Let's do that one.
I'm
and
not.
And then the Spider song.
I don't know the Spider song.
Oh, it's creepy.
Oh.
Ooh.
I think all their songs are creepy. I think they're creepy.
They are, but they're good. I like the Cure a lot. All right, let's play Maelstrom. Or Maelstrom. Or Maelstrom.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here's that guy again. Norway was dedicated May 6, 1988. Oh, it wasn't even open
Disney
yet.
World,
Harold
the and
fifth.
Those who will be responsible
Prince Harold,
for the
crown
of the
prince
pavilion.
Of Norway.
Roldy is what I like to call him.
I hereby declare
his fucking hair is flipping out everywhere.
Open.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You look like you just want to kill yourself.
This was a soft
He's
open.
Like, this is the least excited I've ever been in my life.
So they stopped funding it against... Like the suggestion of the Norwegian embassy.
So Norway stopped funding it?
Yeah.
Was it... So when was that?
Oh, I have it on.
When you wish we don't have to watch this again, I guess. I don't really know when the fuck it ends. Saw the balloon throw up. I still like the song, but I don't really need it. Oh, there we go. Go back to the boat with Epcot. There we go. That should be good. 803. Ooh! Oh, I like this music.
2002,
they stopped funding it?
Yep.
Wow. So it went on a while after that.
I mean, it's still technically Norway.
Everyone said that Maelstrom was going away because that Norway wasn't funding it anymore. But
right.
That was fucking years later.
Yeah.
Fucking rude-ass people making up shit. All right, so we're outside Maelstrom here.
It said, since nearly as many people visit Epcot as live in Norway, the government felt it still was a good promotional tool for their tourism industry.
It pretty much is. I probably wouldn't have been interested at all
right.
in going to Norway if it wasn't for this pavilion. And I am.
If
we might do... Adventures by Disney, which I can actually book if anybody is interested.
That's
they go to
next.
Norway. We are?
No.
We're going to Maelstrom.
I wish.
We're just entering Maelstrom.
We're just taking a tour
we're just,
right
Yeah, we're
just
walking
looking
around.
Up the architecture.
Martin's letting us
Now, there's
us
four
around.
Different types of architecture.
Yes, and the bricks are, you know, we brick up the windows
the
so
windows,
you don't have to pay taxes
You put the bricks
in
the windows, you don't have to pay for them.
See? You learn things. Oh, look at that cast member that didn't want to be on camera for whatever reason. I didn't know you had to blur people's faces if you're not selling it.
You don't.
Oh.
He was just being polite.
Oh, Martin, you...
See, he
would only
he
did it for the cast member.
He would have blurred all their faces, and he didn't do it for that cast member, so...
Well, she's facing the wrong way, that's why.
I could see her face. This bitch right here?
Well, it looks like Phyllis from The Office.
It
she's
is.
She's waiting.
Oh, it's the Puffin's Roost. You love the Puffin's Roost.
Oh, I do. I love it. And the Kringla Bakery.
The Kringla?
La Kringla.
See, it says Vikings. It used to say...
I know, now it says Frozen on it.
Frozen, yeah.
Boo.
Best bathrooms in all of Disney World.
Oh, well, the new ones?
Conquerors of the Sea.
The Frozen ones?
Yeah.
They
no,
are,
I don't know.
They are nice. It was clean in there. Stave Church. Oh, we're going in the Stave Church.
Good, I can remember if
we
I've seen
see
it.
We can see what it was.
Oh, the Dragon
of
the
sea.
Sea.
Is that the boat? Ooh, yeah. Yes, it's the boat.
Oh, that's another thing. There was a full-scale boat like that.
Oh, right.
That was a...
Easy with the sacks there, yeah. buddy.
Yeah, take it easy, Kenny G.
It was a playground.
A full scale, though. Like, it was the full size, and it was a playground for children.
I never got to do that either, I don't
Me
think.
Me neither. Oh,
it might have been around.
Look, there I am.
Didn't. Oh, look, there. You're just sitting in the Stave Church, popping a squat. Looks like that guy's shitting.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Oh, lots of weaponry. I wonder if you could have even tried taking that shit off. Like, take the axe off and start using it in the... What?
It looks pretty dull. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I guess it wouldn't work. Probably wasn't
I'm
even
sure they're
metal.
Not putting real weapons
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, probably was like wood.
Oh, he's up top. Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, I never thought about just like standing there. Ooh, look at the wood. Oh, damn. Look at the woodworking.
Very intricate woodwork.
It is. Now, that's not like the, what was the whale tusk thing you were talking about the other day?
Scrimshaw.
Scrimshaw.
I love a scrimshaw.
Who does the scrimshaws?
The Norwegians. Fucking whalers.
Oh. Maybe Norwegians are whalers.
Yeah, they could be, but right now I think only the Japanese are.
Oh,
And it's illegal now.
Well, yeah. Ooh, nice fountain.
But.
Oh, I missed the fountain with the hole in it.
I got to show you some scrimshaw. It's fascinating.
Yeah, we're going to go see some. Oh, there comes the boat. Hello, boat. Hello. Wave to the people. Blow them kisses.
Go that way.
Okay, bye. All right, let's enter the queue. Let's get in. Oh, we're so close to the door.
Are you telling me to go?
So the
standby entrance is 10 minutes.
The exit there for Frozen is now not an exit. You only exit through the gift shop. I don't think there's a... Oh, maybe that was a fast pass entrance. I don't know. It's a huge fucking queue over here.
There's that beautiful flag.
Ah, yes. The flags are... I'll board a village ship for a fast-paced voyage into... Oh, damn it. I already read it wrong.
What the fuck is a village ship?
It's in the village. It's a ship.
It's a ship for the village, by the village.
Oh, man, this reminds me of old Epcot. Just the fucking coloring and everything. Carpeting. The flags, obviously.
Very, very plain, very bland.
Oh, I miss this queue.
Here it is. Here's the mural.
It's like the living with the land queue, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a big map, too.
You didn't look at the picture, Martin. Look back at the picture.
We'll go. We'll see it. Look, there's the painting.
There I am.
There you are.
Is that me?
Yeah, with the beard.
Yeah.
You look more like the guy with the construction hat, though, than the guy with the Viking hat.
I love wearing a construction hat.
Let's see. This guy right over here.
I do look like him.
Yeah. You look exactly like that dude.
They're the same guy.
He's on like an oiler. No, no.
It's the same guy throughout history.
No. You're the modern guy. Oh, here we go. Bye, cast member.
Thanks for the nod. See you later.
Bye, guy with the construction hat.
This music's really good, but I don't think it's Norwegian.
Remain seated, keeping your hands,
and
arms,
stop waving.
Feet and legs inside the boat.
Okay, we will.
Please watch your children.
Oh, no, I won't.
Kind of sounded like a Spanish accent.
It was Norwegian. I don't know how to do a Norwegian accent.
Norwegian.
I think that's German, but okay.
I think it's the Swedish chef.
Oh, yes, it's Swedish. Oh. So scary. Oh.
Shall you be the last?
Oh, the Valkyries.
Yeah, the Vikings, baby. Come on.
Ah. Guy's face. I never got to see that because the light was so blinding.
It was super blinding.
I know. I didn't even realize it was a Viking face there. That was a...
It's probably Eric the Red. The spirit
of the sea. Ooh, there's fire. What's on fire?
Fire!
Oh.
Here we are.
Is this like cavemen?
Trolls.
Oh my god, it's very daunting. Everything's on fire.
I love the sea too.
Oh, yeah, ships.
Let's sail away.
Come sail away. Come sail away. Ooh, is that wind? Oh, I felt that.
A little bit of a...
Oh, is that guy playing the horn thing? What is that thing?
He's telling everyone they're leaving.
Oh, he's warning them.
There are those who see Morbe's spirit veil in a land of forests and mystery.
Oh.
Where troll still prowl the water's edge.
Oh, no, I'm scared. I don't like this part. Oh, no.
How dare you come here? Invader!
Oh, you can buy that shirt.
Yes. What's this podcast? I'll finish that shirt.
Disappear.
Disappear! Ooh, I like the lights.
I never noticed
me
that.
Me neither.
Too busy looking at the trolls.
I want to see the trolls again. Oh, here comes the backwards.
Oh, that was a...
That troll scares me.
That was a tree troll.
Yeah, he comes out of the tree. Oh, shit. We go backwards now. Oh, polar bear. Hello. Hello, polar bear. Oh, hello. Hello, he's moving.
That's the one that waves.
Oh, he's so cute. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye, polar bear. Bye. Bye. Ooh, I love this part. I love the water fountain. Oh, this is nice.
And now we've made it out of troll country.
Yes. Now we just have to turn around again. Wait, is there...
Did we turn around already?
Are we still going backwards? I think we're still going backwards.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's turn it around. Oh, God.
Oh, one more troll.
Oh, no. He's creeping. Oh, yep. Here's the hole. Hello, Epcot.
He said he is looking at you, and then he sends you off on your way.
Ah. Ah, put your hands up. There we go. Woo!
Nice little lightning storm.
Now we get to the boiler. And the storm. There's a storm of ruin. Oh, shit. Oh, that lady's head scared me.
Now, right there, they're just burning off excess gas and they can't do anything with.
Oh, yeah. Are they really?
Yep.
So much fire in Norway.
They can't capture it, so they just burn it off.
They're like, fuck this.
Has always been, need always be adventure.
Ooh. Oh, I love this ending. I love this little sailing town. It's so cute.
It's like going back home.
Yeah, the seagulls and everything. Oh, I love the little village. Oh, man, that ride was so great. Oh, look, something else on fire in there. It's like a trash can on... Oh, it's a lantern.
It's a trash can on fire.
Trash can's on fire.
It's just a bunch of homeless people.
Until your boat has come to a
change.
Complete stop at the dock, then you are asked to disembark.
You disembark, bitch. This is different from Frozen 2 because you disembark in a place that you did not enter.
Yes.
So if I stayed on this boat, I would go into the myths of God knows where. Right?
Yeah. Of,
you know what I'm saying?
Of a different Norway.
Yeah.
Do I stop here?
No, no.
No?
We still got to watch the video at the end that we didn't get to watch.
Oh, we're going to watch that video.
And we're going to make our way to the theater after our safe journey is over. Oh, look it. That's in Frozen Ever After, that little town area thing.
They left
and the
it.
Puffins.
The Puffins.
The Puffins. Like they took a little Puffins from the Maelstrom and put them in Frozen Ever After.
Good.
At the end.
Isn't the polar bear in Trayton Hawkins?
He's fucking... there's a little polar bear wandering over. What the hell is she saying? Joe Tool? What's that? Freyona?
Cosmos?
Dentros? I bet that's a dentist.
Veritas?
Vernitas?
It's a Veritas.
Well, look at this guy so excited to go into the theater.
I think
theater.
He has to go to the bathroom.
Probably. You can't. So you can't, like, leave if the... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he really he had ran. To go to the bathroom.
Oh, look at that theater. I miss it. So Epcot. Oh, these benches were not very comfortable.
No, and we just walked right by.
Not very comfortable. Oh, shit. Everybody be quiet. Except us.
Norway.
Norway.
It's fucking beautiful.
Fuck yeah. Love this music. I'm pumped to go to Norway.
Real foggy.
Discover its spirit.
Ooh, the spirit of Norway.
It was born in challenge.
What is he, a prisoner?
Is that a kid?
Little kids are prisoners.
Is that the kid from Neverending Story?
1,000 years of challenging the
oh,
seas.
Shit, that boat's huge. Ah!
That's how you go.
Why is it scary? What the fuck?
It's not scary.
Yes, it is. I could have showed an axe chopping wood and then a kid again.
Yeah, he's learning to be a Viking.
So much fire. Oh, Jesus. Why is it cutting to an axe?
That's not an axe.
It looks like a horror story. Oh, here we go, sailing. Sailing. Here they go. There
guys,
go the Vikings.
You guys want to go for a cruise?
We have to watch the Vikings show.
I want to watch it.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu, it's I think.
Fire and helicopter. Oh, God.
Those,
look
that didn't
scary
look like a Viking.
They just cut to these scary parts. It's not my mic.
It's like a...
That's scary.
It's like a nightmare scene.
It is. It's like an action scary movie. What? Oh, God. This guy's dying.
It's,
we're just watching him.
So they're doing flashbacks between now and then.
Now is a helicopter and later is the... Or earlier was...
The ship.
People dying in fire. Fire! Jesus Christ. Oh, that kid's back. Oh, let me just take a look at this boat.
Staring
here.
Staring at the deep...
It's
history.
A spirit that knows a quiet sense of timelessness.
Ooh. Oh, birdie.
That's a puffin.
Oh, no, that's a seagull.
Okay.
Very boating town, I guess.
Yeah,
they're boats people.
They're from the sea.
I guess so. That guy's fishing. That old lady's walking down her hubble.
just looks like home.
Yeah.
Very, very comforting.
It's, Oh, Jesus. What's... Oh, he's skiing? Why is he breathing so heavy?
Our spirit lives in daring.
What the fuck?
His
Can't
resting,
you just ski and not be weird?
His resting heart rate is really
what
high.
What the fuck? Why is this so scary? Why do I hear his heartbeat? He's skiing. Oh, God. He's gonna die.
He could.
Look how long his skis are.
He's doing the high
in
jump.
Conditions.
Holy shit.
Oh, the long
Why
jump.
Was that so scary?
Real smoggy.
What was with the fucking heartbeat?
Oh. What's the adrenaline?
It's like Vegas for Norway. This is their high populated town.
This is their high holiday.
Yeah. Oh, horses. Hello, horses. A shit ton of people there.
It's like a
our
parade.
Spirit.
Oh,
it
hello.
Lives in our people.
Hello, little kids. Oh, nice little bonnet you got there. Oh, I like this music.
That's where the spirit lives, right? Those people.
Ah, yes. The spirit.
Go back to the water.
Yes. Many boats in this movie. Look, that guy's yachting. He has a huge steering wheel.
The bigger the better.
Size matters.
Look at that guy's like, I'm just going to climb this
rope. From a rope. Oh, I used to do that. I used to jump off the...
I did too.
The docks.
It's weird to think that other cultures do the same things as us.
Yes, it is. Oh,
I do that too.
That guy's just lounging with a can of something. I don't know why we had to show him. Oh, that girl just hit her fucking classmate in the stomach.
She just did a cup check to another broad.
What the fuck? Ballerinas, I guess. Is she gonna cup check her too? Oh, they looked like a guy that was being pervy, and they were like, "What the fuck? Stop filming us!"
Yeah.
As a little kid. Look, that looks like you as a little kid.
That is me as a little kid.
Oh, that's not your mom, though. Oh, your mom's. That looked like a beginning of a porno.
It did.
Oh, this guy's having a grand old time on his Mac. Sledding. People
what
being
the fuck is going on? Oh.
Lesbians?
Photo
oh,
shoot?
Yeah, I guess.
Trust.
Guy skiing again. I wonder if he's going to die this time.
That's shitty art.
Yeah, that's shitty. Oh, look at the horse-drawn carriage.
Our spirit. It lives in our people.
This fucking
you just keep saying that.
Why is he by himself?
Our spirit. It lives in our people.
Norway.
Don't touch it, kid. Touching the boat.
It would have been crazy if he, like... morphed into like a giant Viking after touching it.
Or killed him.
Oh.
Because it's a scary movie. Why is that kid by himself in a museum? Like, why did you even... I don't get that. Why is that part of the movie?
That was a terrific film.
Oh, but... Oh,
it's over.
Oh, I just want to see the exit. We'll see if there's anything different. Okay, so... not exiting out that way. We're kind of near the entrance, though.
I think they exit out into the store.
Yeah, into the gift shop. But you go right past the entranceway. How is that even possible? Oh, because you went through the theater.
It's a magic.
Ooh, look at the pictures of Norway. Oh, it looked much better before. Now that they do the exit from Frozen, it's just that long-ass hallway with nothing in it.
There isn't
it's
anything
so
in
long.
It.
It's so long. I'm like, why are we going down this way? Why didn't you put anything here? At least decorate it to Frozen or something. I'm like, I just get so fucking
it's
bored
legit
exiting.
Like a castle hallway.
It's so boring.
So
there's like one picture and that's it. I like that when you wait for to meet Anna and Elsa, they have those tapestries, and one of them is the trolls from Maelstrom.
Yeah.
I always take a picture of
them. I liked waiting in line for those to take a picture with those two broads.
Those broads were cool.
Yeah, they were all right.
Anna asked us a lot about chocolate.
Yeah, she's a fucking fiend for chocolate.
We should have just thrown chocolate
What if
at
we
her?
Had chocolate? What if we were like, yeah, here you go.
We should have shoved it in her face and see what she done.
She probably would have fucking...
throw it up.
Blew us.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I'll bring chocolate next time. All right, I guess this is the Puffin's Roost.
It's music. I don't think it's specifically Norwegian, but I love it. Maelstrom has
seen
a few
changes. Oh, let's see what the changes. There was originally a lot more smoke, both in the troll area and the reverse section. Oh, we didn't get any smoke.
Good, I wanted to see it.
Oh, there's
puffins.
The puffins. Oh, splashy, splashy. Oh, look at the little baby polar bear. I didn't see him either. The North Sea was a lot wetter from both wave machines and rain effects. These had already been toned down from the original design. Oh, man, you could have got soaked on this ride.
That's why
no wonder why those people had raincoats on.
They were expecting a lot worse than what
they
got.
Looks like Bob Vance. Vance Refrigeration. Doesn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Those people were getting soaked. The oil rig lighting strike was originally made by a Tesla coil.
Lightning.
Oh, Tesla. Right?
Oh, shit. It's legitimately being struck.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, it was real lightning?
Holy shit!
What the fuck? We didn't get that. The coil was replaced by a strobe light and bolt rods. Boo!
Oh, come on, give me the analog shit.
Are you kidding me? We could have got an actual lightning rod? What the fuck?
Why replace it if
outside,
no one got hurt?
Outside, the Viking ship, originally a playground, was removed in December 2008. Well, that's really fucking sad. The restaurant has begun. Character breakfast. Boo! Can't believe there was an actual lightning strike like we see in the Museum of Science. What the hell's that? A chimney. Chimney has smoke coming up. Hey, Martin. Thank you, Martin.
You done good, kid.
Martin Vids.
As if you needed me to tell you that.
Yeah, he's a saint.
Looks good at night.
That was Christmas time.
All right, I'm done with Christmas.
Yep, thank you. That was awesome. I wish I could have... wrote it one more time.
One more time.
One more time. One more time. So.
What'd you think?
I loved it as always.
Still my favorite ride. Everyone's like, well, if it was your favorite ride, you would have waited in line. I was like, well, you can't wait in line because there was no line.
Yeah, we did wait in line. It was like 2 seconds.
Idiots.
It was never long. I don't even know we might have gotten a fast pass for it. I don't remember. I don't think we needed it.
No, we didn't.
No.
Because we...
We probably did.
We walked through the line, remember?
Did we do Soarin' that trip, too? I don't remember. I guess we did.
Probably. All the trips kind of...
Excuse you.
I'm sorry. They kind of mesh together.
I know. I really don't remember. Certain things I remember we did on our first trip, like... Maelstrom.
Yeah, that's it.
Anything that, like... closed? I can't remember if anything has
I think that's
closed.
The only thing that's really, like, gone away since.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, Great Movie Ride and stuff, but, like...
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't...
I mean, right after? I don't think anything else closed after that. Between 2014's trips.
Between 2014 and 2014?
Yes. January and October. Well, I miss you, Maelstrom.
As do I. You taught me about myself, things I never would have known.
It was really fun. I wish we could spend more time in that troll section. That's my favorite.
I could go to Epcot and just spend my entire day in Norway. I know you couldn't, but
I want to eat everything in the Kringla bakery. I think we should. We should eat all the desserts. Maybe not all the sandwiches, like the salmon and egg I could probably just do without.
When we eventually move down there, I'm just going to go and hang out all in the Norway. Like, I'm going to open it and I'm going to be there for closing. And then you'll be like, do you want to leave? And I'm like, No, I'm all right. I'm kind of the Norway guy.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're back again for your usual troll horn and Viking thing.
I'll become one of those, like, side attractions.
Where you just go to Norway and get a cup of coffee and sit there like it's a Dunkin' Donuts.
And they're like, yeah, he's here all the time.
Yeah, he's the teddy bear guy of Norway.
Don't worry about him.
What was your favorite part of Maelstrom?
Well, definitely the trolls.
Yeah, I think so, too. I wish there was all that smoke that he
if
was
we had gone
about.
When the lightning bolts.
Oh my god!
I would have
freaked
favorite.
Out if that because that's loud.
I know.
Like when we see the lightning show at Museum of Science, it's like it scares the shit out of me every. No matter how many times I know it's going to happen, it's like dude,
the whole time.
Oh, it's scary, and it's like pow, like it's like you're right next to a lightning bolt from a thunderstorm.
It's like you're hearing the thunder.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's so weird that they put that in there. It could have caught on fire at any time. That's probably why they got rid of it.
I don't know. Like I've never heard of like anyone getting hurt or anything happening. So
no, they must have just thought it was a bad idea.
Like, well, we should be safer, I guess.
Let's just not and say we did. Anything else that you like from the Norway Pavilion or miss?
Everything.
Yes.
I really wish they just made Arendelle off to the side and didn't.
I mean, it kind of is over there, but then Frozen Ever After is in Norway, so it's like...
Right, but yeah, and they also, I mean, they changed.
And if you walk into, like, the store, it's like, welcome to Arendelle.
To the Wandering Reindeer, and there's one store that is almost entirely just...
Yeah, oh yeah. The one that you walk into is in all Frozen shit.
It's essentially not...
Norwegian anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much phased out. But I do like that perfume that they sell there. It smells... wonderful.
It's my favorite smell.
But I do not
want
to pay $80 for a perfume I'll never wear. So
I know.
Fuck that.
Oh, you know, if you're listening, candle makers, make that smell.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm sure you can't because
do
I'm
Maelstrom,
sure, I'm
but
sure
just
they...
do that fucking perfume.
Oh, fucking please.
Because that's all I think of. Like whenever you exited out of the ride, you'd walk right into that smell.
That's the dream right there, to have that smell
oh,
all the
fuck
time.
Fuck yeah. Wedway candles, get on that. Do it. Do it. We're going to get that Art of Animation one, too. That one fucking smell amazing. Love that lobby. So you can go to whatsdispodcast.com and you can go to the shirts tab and buy your Norway shirt. It says disappear, disappear, and it has the trolls on it. I actually want to buy that. I'm going to buy the tank top, I think, for a future reference. Or a hoodie. I could get a hoodie.
You could get
any
of those things. Although the hoodies don't translate very well, I don't think.
I don't know.
You want to get the sweater.
Sweater?
Not the sweater, the crew neck.
Nah, I want a hoodie.
The sweatshirt crew neck.
Well, you can get any of those. I think that's the only Maelstrom one we have, right?
Yes.
If you want another one, let us know what kind of ideas you have and we can make a new one.
Terrific.
If you have any ideas or comments on Maelstrom or the Norway Pavilion, you can leave us some comments on our Facebook page at What's Dis Podcast. On our Twitter is What's Dis Pod.
Pod.
And I think the Instagram is What's Dis Podcast, but who cares because I don't use that.
Yeah, but it's all there.
But it's all there. And you can give us a rating and shit like that. You can
message or whatever on any of those and we'll
see
it.
Any of your social media devices.
And you can listen to us on any of your pod catching devices.
Oh, pod catching.
They're called pod catchers.
Pod catchers. Like dream catchers, but you put them in your ceiling.
Right.
You put the pod catchers on your ceiling and then you have good dreams.
I don't think that's how it works, but we'll...
And then the dream catchers, you eat them.
We'll go for it.
Okay, so how do you say, I don't know how to say goodbye in Norwegian. Oh, I know. No, you don't have to look it up.
You tell me how to say it.
No, I'll say my goodbye after you tell me how to say goodbye in Norwegian.
Nope, you tell me.
Nope, I'm going to say after and it'll be the ending. Am I going to guess what it?
What?
What now? What'd you say, bitch? Kalde?
Hade.
Hade?
Yeah.
Is she just speaking in like
it says hadet.
Navi? Hadde.
Hadet.
It's like they didn't even try. Hadde. Had.
Hadet.
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 Or you could just say, disappear, disappear.